Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and John Alville. That is the foursome. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post will join us coming up at 8 o'clock to talk some fancy stats and some Washington football team. But right now, it is time to hit the skins.
All right. Love to hear that. Love to hear that great hail, Cakes, after a victory. You know, when you look at these two teams, the Steelers, they're on fire. They're 10-0 this year. They're 5-0, obviously, in their last five. Washington's 3-2 in their last five. We're on a bit of a heater here.
That is a heater for this team.
We do have the unfortunate losses to the Giants and the Lions in there. But coming off the 41-point performance against the Cowboys, Washington should have some momentum in this game. For bettors out there, I think you might find some of these nuggets interesting. And then I'll go through some predictions that some guys have. This is interesting. So since the start of 2019, Washington is 2-5 straight up and against the spread against teams from the AFC. That being said, I'm stealing this straight from an article on MSN.com. If there's one spot where Washington seems to thrive, it's as a double-digit underdog. In their past 10 games, when they've been an underdog or 10 or more, Washington has gone 7-3 against the spread. Now, they're 1-9 straight up. They lose the games, but they can cover. Now, this is particularly interesting because by the same token, the Steelers can't seem to cover anything when they're favored by 10 or more. Yeah. In fact, in their past eight games, when the Steelers have been favored by double digits, they've gone 1-7 against the spread.
And of course,
meanwhile,
it's gonna be a short
7-1 straight up.
And it'll be a short week for them.
Yeah, so this might be, certainly might be a good week to take Washington the points in a teaser, which is what I typically do anyway.
We'll see what happens to the line because it all hinges on what happens tonight, if there's any major injuries for Pittsburgh.
What I'm seeing is 10.5, but
it's today.
It's today, I know.
Yeah, it's today.
So if I'm going to go on a bike,
by the way, this is going to be DeMatha versus DeMatha.
Because
Chase Young versus Anthony McFarland.
Oh, in this particular game, right. Wow, I was thinking about the Ravens game. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that game, by the way, is going to be Monday, right?
Yes, Monday.
The Washington football team will play Monday
at 5.
Like at 5 something.
I think
this nugget I'm lifting from BetQL, this would concern me if I'm a Washington fan. The Steelers like to score in the first half. They're averaging 17 points per first half. So they cannot afford to get into like a 17-3 hole against the Steelers. Get a lead somehow. Keep the running game in play with Antonio Gibson and company. Cannot let the Steelers get out to like a 20-0 lead. In the first half.
And
that
block,
will spell doom
block
for Washington.
T.J. Watt, because T.J. Watt's just a baller.
That would help. That would help matters.
Now, this article has a compilation of a bunch of people's predictions on this game, right? So, for example, I'm saving one for the end, but Sporting News. Bill Bender for Sporting News has the Steelers winning 27-20. That'd be a cover. Let me see. Sportnot. I never go to that site, But Vinny Frank from Sportsnot has Steelers 24-17.
Never heard of that site.
Vinny Iyer, another guy from the Sporting News, has the Steelers 27-13. Pro Football Network, some guy named Oliver Hodgkinson has the Steelers 27-17. But there's a guy, Jarrett Bailey from Pro Football Network, who has Washington winning this game, Cakes.
You had to scour the interwebs and you found one guy to pick
Pro
Washington.
Football Network. He's got him 24-22.
I've never heard of that network.
Neither have I. He's got him 24-22. He says, now, when you look at his analysis, it tells me he's not really watching this team very closely. He's just looking at some numbers.
Yeah.
He says, Washington quietly has one of the best defenses in the NFL. Well, that's not true. The numbers are fraudulent. He says Alex Smith has looked great since becoming the starter.
He's not looked okay.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
He does say Antonio Gibson is seemingly getting better with every week. That's true, especially when they give him touches. Pittsburgh's coming off a stressful week. That's true. Game rescheduled twice, and they're going to be playing two games in 5 days. Could be something to consider. So he's got Washington not only covering, but he's got Washington giving them their first loss of the
year. That pass rush had better get home against Big Ben, because if it doesn't, and he has time to find Juju and Deontay Johnson and Claypool and Ebron over the middle, he's going to carve up
the Washington defense. So much talent on the outside with Claypool and Juju and Deontay Johnson. Is Connor going to play in this game? Do we know?
No, I
have today or the Washington
game? No, not today.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know he's
that.
Not playing today. That's why I picked up Snell.
That's your guy.
Right.
Benny, you love Benny.
Let's see, Roethlisberger. How many times has he been sacked this year? Just 10? It's not bad. That's
great.
It's near the tops in the league, I would think.
I mean, it's once per game. If you can go through the NFL and get sacked once per game,
I mean,
you're living pretty well at that point.
That's amazing. Rivers and Roethlisberger, they lead the league fewest amount of sacks. Of every week starters. I mean, Dak Prescott had 10 sacks, but obviously he's been out for a while. So that's pretty impressive.
I'm shocked that Rivers has been sacked that few times. Because every time I've seen him, he seems like he's under pressure.
And that's an 11 game. So he's played one more game than Ben's, same amount of sacks. He just knows how to get rid of the ball,
man. You know what's interesting? When you look at the sort of the threats for them, as Jason mentions, we don't know about Connor, but was it Chase Claypool? Yeah. He's got 8 touchdowns. He's only got 39 receptions.
He's the big play threat. He's like he's the outside dude. They take deep shots to him.
I mean, you compare it to McLaurin, who's got, you know, almost 70 catches. He's only gotten to the end zone 3 times.
He also vultures carries from Connor and whatever running back. Sometimes they'll utilize him on the goal line too. Yeah. With like jet sweeps, end arounds. He gets some touches there too.
Hope they don't do that today.
Here's what's scary when you look at it from Washington's perspective, is when you look at sort of like the total yards and everything, like Washington's right there with them. You know, Pittsburgh, they average 356 yards per game. Washington averages 347. Washington gives up 332. Pittsburgh gives up 332. Very similar in terms of pass yards allowed and rushing yards allowed. But what's scary is somehow, even though they both have about the same amount of yards, Pittsburgh's scoring 30 points a game.
Yeah.
And we're only scoring 21.9. Now, that's going up. That's up with a bullet because we were up around 17.
The big difference is they have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
They have a Hall of Fame quarterback who can direct the offense. If you watch them this year, you know, at times they might have a certain game plan in the first half, and then he'll go like empty backfield, and he can just pick defenses apart. He's having a really good year. We talked about this yesterday. People aren't talking about Ben Roethlisberger for MVP because Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers have absurd numbers, but Big Ben's having a really good year.
Well, they also have really good complementary pieces around him with the weapons that he throws. They don't just have Terry McLaurin, and then the next wide receiver is 700-plus yards behind in yardage. They have three really capable wideouts.
Hey, Eric, I have a question. Mm-hmm. You said that that the Redskins' defense was kind of smoke and mirrors, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I just think they're not as good as their statistical ranking in terms of like yards allowed and that sort of thing. I think they're overhyped.
Also because of the big chunk plays that they give up. That kind of jumps out at you. It does.
I think also when they've played better quality opponents, they gave up 30 points on average, if not more, when they were playing teams like the Rams, and even when they played the Lions. When they've played good quarterbacks, they've been smoked.
Well, they're fourth in DVOA, which takes into account the quality of the opponent that they're playing.
Yeah, a lot of it is because they're early on, they took advantage, other teams took advantage of turnovers and were scoring on short fields, and so we were higher ranked in yardage and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just gave up fewer yards because guys were getting the ball in the 30-yard line and just punching it in or whatever.
Yeah, and I think the passing numbers where they've been, you know, number one, they've been at the top in terms of, like, least yards allowed as a pass defense. A lot of that was a lot of teams have had a lot of success running against them. And they played, you know, teams like Arizona that was able to run successfully against them, the Rams, I mean, the Browns. They didn't have to throw the football against Washington, and they still racked up 30 points.
Yeah. I mean, somehow.
Jake, you like to point out the revenge game factor.
I always do, yeah.
This is also a revenge game in the coaching staff.
Oh, Danny Smith.
Danny Smith.
The Danny Smith revenge.
Former teams coach of the Skins, yep.
That's correct. Forgot
about probably
that.
Currently chewing gum. By the way, the Steelers are plus 12 in the turnover differential column. That is huge.
You know what the Steelers do really well? They draft really well. Because all of those receivers, they're all studs. Now, they've got a Hall of Fame quarterback that throws it to them. But they don't reach in the first round for these quarterbacks or for these receivers. They draft all these guys in the second round, maybe the third round, and they just make them look like first-round receivers. Claypool, second rounder. Juju, second rounder. I think Deontay Johnson, maybe a third rounder. So they don't reach for those offensive weapons.
They're really good at finding those guys and making them work in that system.
Shouldn't people be talking about Big Ben as the comeback player of the year? I know everybody wants to give it to Alex, but
I think you have to give it to Alex. It doesn't even matter what Ben
does. I mean, didn't Ben, like, tear the ligament off his elbow?
Yeah.
Wasn't as bad as what Alex went through.
He'll get some votes, but I think Alex is going to...
I mean, come on.
He's a shoe-in.
I mean, Big Ben, any other year gets it, maybe? But I think...
By the way...
Was Big Ben's elbow bitten by a great white shark?
Right, because that's what Alex's
I didn't realize
like.
How close the Steelers' wideouts are in yardage. Claypool leads them with 559. He's a rookie. Deontay Johnson has 537. Smith-Schuster, 535. These guys are all within like 25 yards of each other. That's crazy.
Ben's spreading it out.
Well, that's what a great quarterback can do. And, you know, obviously they're talented.
You know what? So looks at matchups.
It's going to be very difficult.
Of matchups.
That's what's so scary is I just don't know how we're going to slow them down. I mean, they're scoring 30 points a week. You know, so let's see how great this defense really is. They're as good as everybody says. They'll be well below that.
Does anybody want to give me odds that Claypool catches a long touchdown against the Washington football team?
What kind of odds are you looking for?
I don't know. Give me 5-1 odds.
Guy's scoring like practically every week.
4.5-1 odds.
What's the definition of a long touchdown?
I'd say 35 yards or more.
I'll give you a 3-1 for a dollar.
Sold. I'll take it. I'll take that action.
You're just doing that because it's cakes.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
You're just jumping right in because it's cakes. I mean, basically scoring a touchdown a week, Valdez.
Yeah, but he's giving me a 30-yard runway.
That's true.
They can throw all the fades they want to Claypool.
Well, here's what will happen. Claypool is going to score a 33-yarder, and you're going to win. And I'm going to be better.
I'm going on record right now that I think the Washington football team is going to win.
You're zigging.
Yeah.
I know exactly that you guys were saying that. Drab was saying that too, but I actually think they're going to win.
All right. Got to take a break.
I might take that bet. We might do a little wager, but I got to watch the game today and make sure there's no injuries.
Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Call us on AAA Always On Call listener lines. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Have any of you guys started your Christmas shopping?
For me? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always I have started, but I mean, I don't do a ton of it. Amy does 95% of it.
That's the answer.
I do a little bit.
I bought one of my daughters a pair of sneakers that I know she'd like. I'm a sneakerhead now, I guess. So that's it. And I bought myself a bunch of junk.
I'm guessing you did it all online. There's an article that just came out that says 52% of shoppers say they're going online and probably never going back to the mall.
Yeah.
How dare they? I was at the mall like 2 weeks ago. Went to the mall, masked up.
Yeah, but what did you go there for? Did you have to go there for like the Apple store or something?
No, my kids wanted to. I wasn't going to go in the Apple store. There are a billion people in there. But
true.
I mean, they're taking your temperature before you go in. They're limiting the number of people that are in there. But
what, in the mall or in the store?
No, in the certain store.
Yeah.
The other stores are all empty. It's only the Apple store that has a bunch of people.
Right, so I can't figure out why people go to the mall anymore.
The rest of the mall's ghost town.
Food court.
Food court's open, but you can't sit down and eat. You got to take your food to go.
Yeah,
where did the
true.
Auville family go?
We went to Montgomery Mall.
I know, yeah, but within the mall.
Yeah, like what was the deal? Like,
stops. My daughter went to, I think it's called Altered State. She likes that store. while she was there, my son and I went to the Under Armour store, looked around. We popped into Macy's, went to the food court. Maybe one other spot, got out.
Right.
Went through Nordstrom. That was it.
Right.
Yeah.
The kids just want to get out of the house. Basically.
Amazon's here every 12 minutes.
I'd say the same thing in our house.
It's just absurd.
I see an Amazon driver and or truck around every corner.
I know their first names. I know their first. Barb is, I think it's Barb, and then Jeff. I mean, I know their first names. They're here every day.
Right. Yeah. Constantly.
Constant
delivery.
You get to know them?
Yeah, I mean, they're just say hi to him. One guy always has his the radio station blasting out of his FedEx truck.
Oh, really? He's our station?
Yeah.
Very good. Look at that.
So, I mean, they're just, you know, they're good people, but they're here every day.
Right.
So, I'm not going to – so, if I'm shopping, I usually just give cash or gift cards.
Right.
But we ordered a coffee maker that my daughter wants. It's like $125.
Mm. What?
Yeah, to show.
Oh, that's our coffee maker was like that too.
Is it like a Keurig single cup maker?
Yeah, or does it probably do both.
It's one of those fancy ones.
Like the Nespresso or something.
The Nespresso.
Damn.
Wish I had
for
Nespresso
a coffee maker.
We just bought one for 100 some in the last year or so, and already there's like a leak.
It's already
breaking. Now the girls are talking about having to order another one.
Mm. Valdez can vouch for this. You just buy a cheapy Mr. Coffee. The OG for $25 or $30, it does the job. It just grinds out pot after pot.
I went to Amazon, right? Yeah, I'm on it all the time. So I just went in right now just to look at my orders. How many this may be low. Actually, it's a little lower than I thought. This is how many orders we've placed with Amazon in 2020.
Okay.
Ooh. Way more than that. I'm going to guess way more than that. We're 300-plus days in to 2020.
I'll give you context. Okay. Let me give you context. In 2018, we placed 57 orders with Amazon. Okay. Now, mind you, that's not the only place where we order stuff. We were ordering from Safeway, and you know, we were doing all the Instacart bit. In 2019, we had 75 orders.
Right, so you were already ramping up pre-pandemic. So it has to be higher than that.
So in 2020...
I'm going to say you're at 144 orders so
far. Wow, you're very close. 147.
Damn.
Where do you find that?
What, how many do you have, Jason?
I got 76.
Yeah, I got 147 orders just with Amazon.
Yeah.
How many do you have in the past 3 months? Because you can look for the past 3 months.
Past 3 months? Yeah. 45.
Are those like multiple things in the order too? Or is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's one cart. Like you'll have three different things that came on the same day.
Oh, you know what? Okay. That's a good point. Yeah, because like on arriving Friday, I have three vitamins coming and shoes.
So four things.
Yesterday I delivered an 8-pack of light bulbs.
So you probably have like over 200 items.
Oh, it could easily be. I mean, that's 145 orders, correct. So sometimes they're multiple.
Man, I had 19 orders in 2018. I've got 20 in 2020. I've got 76 already.
You're spiking.
I got 140.
Spiking up.
Whatever I have.
And it's still, you know, there's still orders to be placed. I guarantee it.
Oh, I mean, they're not even at Christmas. Yeah, there'll definitely be orders.
I'll probably be close to 100.
I bet you the Cahill house is probably 500.
You have more than that? Really? I mean, why don't you check it?
Well, I can't. I don't believe me. Mine's probably six.
Check your wife's. Just go to your wife's account.
I don't know her password, but it's probably 3 to 4 packages every day.
I mean, we get stuff all the time.
Every day.
Elmer's glue. They ordered Elmer's glue from Amazon. I mean, and I don't play. why wouldn't you?
They've got everything.
What are you going to go to the store and waste 20 minutes? Just order from Amazon and don't go have it here tomorrow.
Right.
You know, we ordered Elmer's glue and mead, like cakes composition books for the girls.
Right.
What else? Looks like we constantly are buying car phone mounts. I don't know, because they don't last long in my house. We bought those. Bike bell. My wife got jealous when I got my bike bell, so she got one for her bike.
Multiple bike bell purchases.
This is something. This is classic. I told my wife we don't need this. She bought one of those fingertip pulse oximeters, so when we do get the Rona, that we'll be able to measure our oxygen saturation.
How much did that cost?
$25.
Yeah, you know what? Death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, yeah. I got mineral spa sanitizer that I needed for my hot tub. Another car mount thing. Another bike bell.
Multiple bike bells.
For some reason, my daughter, I think this was maybe for Halloween, she wanted eye black stickers. So I think she was a football player or something.
Okay.
Bike helmet.
So she looked like Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah. Then I got my my mirror for my bike.
So what was your total?
That bike. Can we get a picture of this bike with all the contraptions?
It reminds me of Pee Wee Herman. Yeah.
It was over 100 orders.
147 orders.
Oh, my God.
You
know what? I don't even know the password for Amazon. I think I've used it once or twice all year. I'm going to have to get the password for my wife. I'm just not – look, I don't buy things.
Well, this is my family. It's not me. It's my family.
I understand that.
The books. My wife, my kid. So one, for some reason, I think maybe my daughter has to read The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Does that
I think that's
sense?
The last thing I would order from Amazon. And that's how they started. Books.
Right. Right.
So many orders. I get so bad.
Oh, my Nubio earbuds. They're here.
Is there a way to find out the total amount
spent?
Ordered? Spent, yeah.
That's a good question.
There has to be.
You're looking for that bottom line, brother.
How much have
we
spent?
He's going to present that to Teresa later today.
I mean, I could obviously go in. He's
going to stuff it in her Christmas stocking.
There's got to be a way you can look to see how much you spent in 2020.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just absurd.
I was going to spend more money yesterday because my son wanted to watch the Bayern Munich. Is that how you say them cakes? The Bayern.
Right. Ask Drab. He's a soccer head. That
I did.
Right.
I was hitting Bayern up Drab Munich yesterday. He wanted to watch him play some, I don't know, Atletico or whoever the hell they were playing.
Right.
And you had to have a CBS All Access account. I tried all the Renegade sites.
$10 a month.
Yeah. So I tried all the Renegade sites. None of them, I don't know, they must have it locked down in Champions League or whatever it is.
Yeah.
None of those Renegade sites were working. And so I was like, all right, I'll just pay for it so you can watch it. And I forgot my PayPal password.
Can't you do the end around, like the free trial for a few days?
Yeah, but you got to still put your credit card in there. And for some reason, both my credit cards wasn't syncing with CBS All Access or whatever it is. And then I tried Fubo TV. Have you ever heard of Fubo TV, Cakes?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Fubo.
I was trying. Yeah, Fubo, not Fubu. Fubo.
That's who DC United members signed.
Fubar.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it an unmitigated disaster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not.
None
it was
of it
no
was
bueno
working. It was a big disaster. I don't know how to. There's got to be a way. You
all
can
for
see
a 1-0 game.
Yeah. I think it was tied.
I didn't know. I was doing a bit about how it's melatonin watching it.
It's not melatonin when you have an interest in the game. There,
yeah,
you
got a vested interest.
Yeah. I can't find it where you're like total. I don't even want to know total amount spent. That'd make a guy commit suicide.
Yeah, it's got to be in the thousands.
Just look at their stock price. I mean, there's a reason their stock has zoomed past like $3K a share. Because everybody's ordering from home.
Coat hangers.
Secret Hitler. My daughter.
Batteries.
Secret Hitler. You know what Secret Hitler is?
No. I don't.
I don't know if I want to.
I don't even know why.
I like Secret Santa way better than Secret Hitler.
The board game, right?
It's a board game. It's real popular with the teens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Secret
Muscle
Hitler.
Milk.
Oh, sell it. Yeah. I got a hold of your account.
Yeah, hefty slider storage bags. My Monster marshmallows, those big puffy marshmallows.
Big sillies.
Yeah. Aquaphor, acid reducer. This is what you need, Cakes.
My acid levels are fine.
Right. These disposable face masks that, I mean, whatever. Got a case of those.
What a segment. EB reading his grocery list.
That's not my grocery list. It's my Amazon list.
I know.
Whatever. My grocery list is worse.
Hey, you put the topic on the outline about the 52% of shoppers say they're never going back.
I wish you could find how much you've spent, though. That would truly tilt me, for sure.
Eric, you have to be the leader in the clubhouse about frivolous spending.
Oh, he is.
With
I don't know that. I mean, is this frivolous?
He has 5 Alexas.
Well, you need one in each room.
What?
You do?
Well, yeah, if you want to, if my daughter wants to know what the weather's going to be like while she's in bed, she'll say,
"Open
Alexa.
The door." Yeah, or grab her phone. Last time I checked, her phone tells you
your weather. You're buying another Alexa because you want a screen to see the alarm.
Yeah, I want the screen.
That seems a little excessive.
You know
well,
what?
Doesn't it give you that reassurance? Income. Doesn't it give you reassurance when you see the little dot or the little bell that you know your alarm is set?
Mm-hmm.
It's tilting when you just talk to an Alexa with no screen now. I got to have a screen. When I ask her, how long do I cook my salmon? Boom. And it comes up and I'll have a picture, the ingredients.
By the way, speaking of screens, did you guys get your present from the agent yesterday?
I don't think so.
No.
Because mine showed up.
Is it a toy?
Spoiler alert, it's a gadget. It's always a gadget.
Oh, I love gadgets. Will I be sized?
I think you'll be butt-sized, EB.
Really?
My kid was sized. He grabbed it and stuck it in his room as soon as he saw it.
Which kid? Your oldest or your youngest?
My youngest. Brendan has it in his room.
Can I re-gift it?
What? 100% you can re-gift it.
Is it a nice re-gift?
I think so. I mean, the receipt's in there. It tells you what it's worth. Gift
Hold
receipt.
On. Do I already have it, Cakes?
You have a version of it.
Yeah.
But this is a streamlined version of what you have.
What is it?
It's like a mini projector. Like you can stick a fire stick in it, and you turn your wall or whatever, a door like a movie theater.
Right. But the picture's nubs, though.
It's fine. He's watching Glorious like Bastards him. On his closet door.
I'd like a months back of commission.
Yeah, well, I'd like that, too.
Oh, but way more than that.
But when I open the cardboard box,
you get 100 of those.
That amount of money didn't fly out.
Yeah. Okay? I mean, please.
So hold on. It's one of those little mini projectors. Mm. What is it like? Is the picture nubs? Did you see? What did the picture look like?
It looked fine.
It's
not 4K crystal clear, but it's good enough.
I'd like to re-gift that, but actually, I probably will. I'll just give it to my daughters.
Hey, well, you know why your teenage son took it to his room, Cakes.
Well, I mean,
you have a big silly projection on that wall.
I can't really speak on that. He was watching. is it Hans Linda? Is that the bad guy's name from Inglorious Bastards?
How's he doing that, Drabby? Because he's got to use like a fire stick or something. Can he get porno on a fire stick?
Well, I think you use it from your phone, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
You Bluetooth it or something to your phone.
Sling it to it. Yeah. And then you're slinging it all
Somebody's
over your room.
Slinging something. I don't know. If that's happening, I don't want to know.
By the way, Bickle,
you better knock
now?
Before you walk in.
Is he a junior, Cakes, or a sophomore?
He is a junior.
Man, Cakes is only 2 years from being an empty nester.
Oh, I know.
Flying by.
It's correct. It's flying by.
I'm telling you.
Bickle, did you see?
I'm not going to handle it well.
We were talking about Novavax yesterday, and it went down 17 bucks.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about it. Every time we talk about it, it goes down.
It was up to like 140, and then it went down like, I don't know. It's
down 12% yesterday. Don't talk about it.
I think Entercom went up. I think I made half my money back, half of my losses.
Yep.
It's brutal. The stock market is brutal. I was talking to my buddy about it yesterday, just like I was with you guys. I just want to hit one like legit game-changing home run. Just one in my life. It just never happens. I hit modest. I get singles and then a lot of strikeouts.
I'm with you. I'm a bit of a slappy.
Singles hitter with quite a few whiffs. But I don't have any grand slams.
You got to have some luck.
Yeah, I just want a grand slam.
Yeah, I just want a little luck.
It just doesn't happen. But, you know.
If I had any luck, it'd all be bad luck.
All right, remember, we do have Neil Greenberg is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. He's going to tell us who the favorite is now, according to the fancy stats in the NFC East. Coming up next, though, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz here on The Fan.
First, I have to tell you about our friends at Mervis Diamond Importers while I pull up the read. Just give me a second. Talk about our good friend, Ronnie Mervis. Show her how much she means. The Mervis Diamond Trunk Show is this weekend. Your chance to see their diamonds, rings, and ear studs at reduced prices. The selection and quality will astound you. You'll save on the world's finest diamonds and gorgeous jewelry and receive cash back with purchase. Plus, take advantage of zero interest financing till January 2022. Jason loves that. The Mervis Diamond Trunk Show starts this Friday evening. Goes all weekend at the Tyson store only. RSVP at MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post is going to jump on at 8. He'll fill us in on who he believes, according to the fancy stats and numbers, is the current favorite in the NFC East. Right now, though, time for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone provider. and Dell Federal Partner. Start with the matchup tonight.
Today,
3:40 p.m., mm-hmm. You've got the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers in a game that has been moved a few times. But it looks like, despite two new COVID tests yesterday, that the Ravens will indeed play the Steelers. You're not going to have the reigning MVP Lamar Jackson on the field. The Steelers actually have a couple of COVID issues of their own. Defensive end Stephon Tuitt and starting running back James Conner among the four players who will not play. But the Ravens, of course, have more than a dozen players on the reserve COVID-19 list.
Your numbers from BetQL, Steelers laying 10 in this contest, and yep. Your over-under is kind of low, 42.5.
42.5, yeah. Do they have the team totals? Do you have the team totals?
I could find those. I don't
think
have
it's about
right
27 and 17, something like that.
Of course, the two teams met earlier this season, and the Steelers prevailed, although the Ravens were able to run for well over 200 yards in that matchup. Lamar Jackson had a bunch of turnovers in the game. They, of course, are undefeated, but they talked about the problems that RG3 presents. Cameron Hayward said, they have a mobile quarterback who has beaten us the last time. Their defense is opportunistic, and they can be on long fields and have a kicker that can buy them out of any situation. I know we're dealing with a lot of uncertainty with guys going in and out, but we'll deal with that when the time comes. We are ready for what they throw at us.
Okay, because Benny Snell, who's going to fill in for Connor, was actually the featured back last year when they faced the Ravens. Now, they lost the game, but he went 18 rushes for 91 yards and a score.
Had a good game.
Your implied team totals, by the way, Steelers are 26 and Ravens 16. This is not a good stat for RG3. He's thrown more picks, 24, than touchdown passes, 23, across 40 appearances since his rookie campaign.
Wow.
That's not very good.
What's the teaser play? Valdez, what's the teaser play? Ravens up or Steelers down? I'm definitely going to go under.
I think you go Steelers down and then bump the total up and go under.
Yeah,
that would be my guesstimation.
I think that's a good play.
Do you think, Valdez, they'll go old school with Robert where they're just going to really run a lot of read option, that sort of thing?
I think so. I think that's going to be so vanilla on offense. I honestly think that the Ravens are just punting this game.
You do.
They're just getting in, getting out. Because they have three games in 12 days.
Yeah.
It's not a good spot for them in terms of scheduling.
But, those personnel losses for the Steelers are pretty significant. With Tuitt down, they don't have Devin Bush. He's out with the ACL injury.
Well, he's been out.
They don't have their starting.
Out, but, I mean, they could maybe do some damage.
But they don't have their starting quarterback out. They don't have their starting tight end out.
Yeah.
The Ravens they're missing two on the offensive line. They have a center that's not going to, and the line's already in shambles. They're missing two on the defensive line. Was the only thing that's intact is the secondary.
Which is good,
but, I mean, you're missing – I think
they might struggle to score a little bit.
I think this type of game they're just trying to get in and get out and look ahead to the Cowboys, which
which is a must win.
Yeah, it is. And then I was telling Drabby just now. I said it's kind of a good time to buy low on the Ravens for like Super Bowl odds.
Oh, get in now!
Because they have a cakewalk towards the end of the season.
Well, it's definitely a good time to invest in their defense, fantasy football.
And then everyone will, presumably get healthy down the stretch, and then maybe you can make a run, then hedge it in the AFC Championship game.
Hey, Drabby,
what's up?
You only need 63 points from Marquise Brown tonight to beat me.
Well, I don't think Marquise Brown has 63 fantasy points in his career.
Right. I think you're probably right on
you
that.
You need like four or five touchdowns from him.
Good luck.
Right.
Yeah, best of luck with that.
I think Big Fat Winners improves to 8-4 tonight against Cahill.
I wanted to give you guys an interesting take here by Scott Pioli, who's been a GM in the league. He wrote a column on NFL.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.